into the 70s today, about 50 tonight, near 70, sunshine tomorrow, cooler on Thursday, high struggle in the 60s with plenty of sun, then sunny and warming back up again Friday through the upcoming weekend. 70s return by Saturday and Sunday. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 54.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Kansas voters next month will decide the fate of a proposed amendment to the state constitution declaring that Kansas residents have the right to hunt, fish, and trap wildlife. Constitutional Amendment 1 would add a section to the state's Bill of Rights to preserve hunting and fishing as a preferred way to manage wildlife. The measure adds that future limits would need proof that an animal could become endangered. If approved, the amendment would make Kansas one of roughly 20 states where hunting and fishing is a state constitutional right. Students at two high schools in Lawrence being given access to free condoms at their school's health offices. The condom dispensers will be installed in the bathrooms of each school's health office. Students at Lawrence High School and Free State High School will be able to get the condoms without parental permission as part of a partnership between the school district and the county health department. Mid-America Network News.
It's Macy's One Day Sale. Saturday. With a preview day Friday. With amazing deals of the day store-wide. Like half-carat Total Weight True Miracle Diamond Earrings. Only $199. Clearance dress shirts and ties. Now 75% off. Take 30% plus an extra 15%. Off blenders, juicers, food processors, mixers, and attachments. Save 40% on Impulse Contemporary Collection. And outerwear for her. And take an extra 30% off clearance designer handbag. Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale. Plenty. Lots of points. Lots of places. One rewards program. Savings off regular sailing. Clearance price. Savings apply.
Winter's coming quick. Here's a project that's even quicker. Fill your attic with Attic-Cat fiberglass insulation. Now at the Home Depot, buy 10 or more bags of Owens Corning Attic-Cat insulation and get the blow-in insulation machine rental free. It's an easy way to save money on energy bills and stay cozy all season long. Get on top of dropping temperatures with a free Attic-Cat machine rental with 10 bags or more of Owens Corning insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Kansas City area brewers raising a toast, believing that the nation's shortage of hops may be nearing an end. The demand for hops is high partly because of America's obsession with India pale ales, which use large amounts of hops. Craft brewers are increasingly infusing more of the soft cone flour from the hops plant into beers in what Bryce Shafter of Cinderblock Brewery in North Kansas City calls a hops race. Shortages of hops should be easing as the Pacific Northwest is expected to produce a record crop. Hops are the most expensive element in a beer recipe and are used to add bitterness and aroma to beer. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, says he's angry about a weekend shooting that wounded two people in the city's popular Country Club Plaza shopping and dining area. Police say a man and woman suffered non-life-threatening injuries during the shooting, which happened on Saturday evening. A fight involving teenagers near a candy store spilled into that business shortly before the gunfire outside. Mid-America Network News.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Death penalty opponents who have worked in the Nebraska law enforcement are urging voters to retain the legislature's repeal of capital punishment. The group that spoke against the punishment includes a former Lincoln police chief, deputy county attorneys, and retired judges. It also featured a former detective who was involved with a death penalty case. A man has pled not guilty to charges that he burglarized the home of the brother of the late Nebraska punter, Sam Foltz. 38-year-old Scott Davis of Lenox, South Dakota, entered the plea yesterday in Greeley County District Court. Authorities say Davis broke into the home of Jordan Foltz on September 3rd while the Foltz family attended a memorial for Sam Foltz at the Huskers' home opener. Davis is also suspected in a theft at the Greeley construction site. Davis's next court appearance is scheduled for November 21st. I'm Stephanie Austin.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents A Story About Pickles.
It's 2 a.m. and your pregnant wife wants, no, needs pickles. So you pick up some green happiness, but hit a parked car. Great, something else to worry about. Luckily, Liberty Mutual Insurance has 24/7 claims assistance, so you can take care of your claim right away. Problem solved. Now, if only you bought the right pickles.
Visit a local office or call 844-8-LIBERTY. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants you to attend their 60th anniversary celebration. Head over to Home City on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. We'll have t-shirts for the first 60 people, grilled hot dogs, chili, donuts to eat, and entertainment for all ages throughout the day. Plus, we'll be giving away an awesome prize every 60 minutes, finishing the giveaways with a 60-inch TV. Don't miss Blue Valley's 60th celebration at the Blue Valley headquarters and home on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Allison Slifer of Vermillion, who had petitioned as an independent candidate for 3rd District Marshall County Commissioner, has withdrawn her candidacy after moving recently to Manhattan. She has also resigned from the Vermillion City Council, having served the past 4 years. A write-in independent candidate, Slifer did not face a primary challenge. Pat Caffrey, Democrat, and W. Lynn Feldhausen, Republican, advanced to the general election with primary victories. Slifer's name will remain on the ballot, which was printed in early September. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday appointed Dr. Roger Warren to the Airport Advisory Board. A discussion with the Environmental Science Director asked for clarification on transfer station fees, indicating that rates applied to all transfer station rates, not just construction and demolition. Commissioners expressed concern that loads be secured and or tarped and visited with the county sheriff, who stated there is a statute regarding unsecured loads and that he and his staff could enforce. A recent ruling against Kansas County for water runoff from storm damage piles of the county landfill was discussed. Staff is creating a runoff pond to collect polluted water at Washington County landfill. Richard and Zelda Bitts of Washington came in to request the commissioners guarantee a hangar space for rental next year when a lease expires. Commissioners denied the request. The county attorney stated commissioners are working with the airport board to develop policies regarding rental of hangar spaces. In a recent letter to KNDY, Richard and Zelda Bitts questioned denial of their request to lease an airport hangar. They have challenged the use of 4 hangar spaces available, which are currently rented to 2 commercial aerial applicators. They use the space, at least in part, to storage of equipment and materials used in spraying. They have expressed frustration with county commissioners and the airport board response in denying multiple requests to lease a county-owned hangar for their airplane. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website, kndyradio.com. A recent ruling upholding the $28 million judgment against Gage County in the Beatrice 6 case leaves officials searching for an alternative. The county had earlier filed an appeal of a jury trial decision and last week was denied a stay in paying the judgment as efforts to connect insurance liability in the case continue. Tuesday, October 18, is the last day to register to vote in Kansas for the general election upcoming in November. You can register online at kdor.ks.gov or in person at your local county clerk's office. Those who have recently changed their name or moved will have to register again. Those who have never registered will need to provide proof of citizenship. This can include documents like a birth certificate or a passport. Tuesday is the last day to register to vote for the general election. The Marshall County Partnership for Growth, KNDY Radio, and the Marysville Advocate will host a candidates forum this Thursday evening, October 20th. Candidates for Marshall County and State of Kansas offices that will be on the Marshall County ballot will be invited. Program begins at 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Hall Thursday evening. Nora P. Boating of Beatrice, formerly of Lewiston, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Fox Funeral Home Beatrice. Burial in the Lewiston, Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation through Wednesday at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Nora Boating. Marceline E. Marcy Roker, age 82, of Blue Springs, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Interment in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9 at the Griffiths Hovendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Marcy Roker. John C. Schmidt, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Sunday at his home. Private services will be held at a later date for John Schmidt of Marysville. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato, a roll, peas and carrots, and mandarin orange salad. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, a roll, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. Check of school and community calendar today. Marysville 7th through 12th grade vocal concert this evening at 7. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rain showers continue pushing east here this morning across Wisconsin into the eastern Great Lakes. Some sporadic shower activity across parts of New England. Out west, some more widespread rain from roughly San Francisco, Portland up towards Seattle along the northwest Pacific coast, heading just inland. Maybe some snow in the high terrain across parts of Oregon, Idaho, as well as Colorado. Very windy, too out west, especially across parts of California. Some fog in the deep south and still major flooding problems across the coast of North and South Carolina into sections of Florida. Sunshine returns. Highs push back up into the 70s today, about 50 tonight, near 70. Sunshine tomorrow. Cooler on Thursday. Highs struggle in the 60s with plenty of sun, then sunny and warming back up again Friday through the upcoming weekend. 70s return by Saturday and Sunday. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 54.
The average high temperature, mid-October 68, record high on this date 90 in 1991. The average low 44, the record low is 19 in 1976. Sunset this evening 6:39, sunrise in the morning at 7:36. Again, clear skies ahead of sunrise and 54 degrees, winds favoring the west, 5 to around 10 miles an hour, barometer 29.79 inches. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of October. KNDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Indians are now one win away from the World Series. Hi, everyone. Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Cleveland Indians lost starting pitcher Trevor Bauer after just two-thirds of an inning when his pinky finger started bleeding on the mound due to stitches he received earlier in the week. The bullpen came in and saved the day, as they have all postseason long, but it was their second baseman who did it for the Tribe on offense.
Kipnis with a drive, headed deep right field, gone! And the Indians are back on top.
The call on WTAM. The Indians beat the Blue Jays 4-2 and move to 3-0 in the ALCS. The Indians are now one win away from the World Series. The New York Jets and Arizona Cardinals faced off on Monday Night Football. The Jets came in with the second best run defense, but it was running back David Johnson who stole the show for the Cards.
Second and goal on the two. They do run it. David Johnson up the middle into the end zone for touchdown number three.
The call on WTAR. The Cardinals crushed the Jets, winning the game 28-3. In the NLCS, the Cubs and Dodgers series is tied at one apiece due to the arm of Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers. With both teams heading back to Los Angeles, Jake Arrieta talked about pitching at Dodger Stadium.
Well, I think just the environment, the weather overall, allows for just a tremendous playing surface. You know, the grounds crew does a great job of keeping this place pristine and ready each and every night. The mound is one of the best in the league.
First pitch of Game 3 set for 8 p.m. Eastern. In the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche and the Pittsburgh Penguins squared off. The game went into overtime until Gabriel Landeskog stepped up for the Avalanche.
Right away now. Down low for Landeskog. Tip. Score! Gabe Landeskog in overtime has deflected the puck out of midair and over Marc Andre Fleury.
On the Altitude Radio Network, Colorado wins it 4-3. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. An update on harvest progress and condition ratings for corn and soybeans. Here's Gary Crawford.
That season-ending freeze in the northwest section of the corn and soybean production area back on Thursday is basically
pretty much a non-event.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that's because we have 97% of the corn crop fully mature, 96% of the soybeans dropping leaves. So let's focus on the harvest progress. He says we're still seeing some harvest delays, especially for corn. Nationally, 46% of the corn's in the bin. That's 8% behind last year, 3% behind average.
Those delays are driven by the wetness across the upper Midwest. Just simply too wet in areas to support harvest equipment.
Harvest is at least 10% behind the usual pace in Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota. Condition of the corn crop, meanwhile, actually improving over this last week. 1% more rated in good to excellent condition at 74%. Meanwhile, soybean harvesting.
Overall, 62% of the soybeans harvested. Five-year average, 63%. Last year was a much faster 73%.
Soybean condition steady at 74%, rated good to excellent. Gary Crawford, Washington.
Well, in Nebraska, 34% of the corn has now been harvested as of Sunday. In Kansas, the number 76, and 73% of the winter wheat has been planted as of the weekend. Find a full report online, agview.net. Well, farm groups offering mixed responses to USDA's announcement it will move forward with its draft of changes to the Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration Act, or GIPSA. USDA plans to publish an interim final rule and two proposed rules this year amid years of debate regarding the act. U.S. Cattlemen Association committed the action, saying changes within USDA draft will protect U.S. ranchers and cattle feeders from anti-competitive buying practices and help advance true price discovery in a competitive marketplace. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net, with this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Updates, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, after a relatively slow start, both corn harvest and soybean harvest made up a lot of ground last week, did a lot of catching up over the last 7 days. 62% of the United States soybeans have now been harvested versus 63% on the five-year average. However, on a state-by-state basis, it's an entirely different story.
We do see delays ranging anywhere from 12 to 18 percentage points in states like Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. Kansas, a state, interesting, because they had some very late soybean planting, so the crop's just not ready to harvest. Only 27% harvested there compared to the five-year average of 45%. Once again, as you move further south and east, drier conditions have been favorable for maturation and harvesting. So we are looking at progress 18 points ahead of the five-year average in Arkansas, 75 versus 57%, and 27 points ahead, 62 versus 35% in Tennessee.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Corn harvest moved along quite nicely as well. 46% of the United States corn harvest now complete against a five-year average of 49%. Kansas corn harvest is 76% done. The five-year average is 74%. In Nebraska, 34% of the corn has been harvested. That's behind a 40% five-year average. In other news, a report to the Farm Credit Administration shows an overall negative profit outlook for 2016. The Farm Credit Board received a report on the 2016 profit outlook last week and finds the outlook is negative for corn and wheat and is near the break-even point for soybeans. Ag News. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. I have an export expert ready to talk about grain exports right after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. Wheat Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
One of the many variables for grain exporters is the value of the dollar at any given moment. It has been getting a little stronger. Dale Durkholz of AgriVisor in Bloomington, Illinois, talks about that.
You know, we're still in this broad range we've been in for a number of months, so I don't know that it's really a huge critical ingredient at this point. You know, when you look at the corn, when you look at the beans, the biggest factor in play at this point is the issues we had in South America last spring and the fact that they are rapidly winding down or have wound down export campaigns. So the world's got to come to the U.S. to pick up soybeans, definitely, and a portion of the corn needs, too.
And word is they're really going to increase corn planting in Brazil.
Yeah, they're going to do that down there because prices internally in Brazil are favorable relative to soybeans themselves. Down in Argentina, it's because of the change in policies. And, yeah, we're going to have bigger corn crops in both places, weather providing.
The government of Argentina decided not to roll back the export tax on beans. What impact will that have here?
Well, I don't know it's going to have an impact on our sales, but it is having an impact on producer decisions down there because they have an early and a late season corn planting down there. And the fact that they're not going to reduce their bean export tax again really is one of these incentives. It's going to keep pushing acres away from beans into corn.
This one caught a lot of grain marketers by surprise, the decision by China to try to sell some corn.
Yeah, it's one of those everybody's trying to figure out, simply because right now it's still high priced relative to the world market, so they're really not competitive. You kind of understand why they're wanting to move it, because I think they're worried about, you know, the longer they hold it, the more they lose quality, the more difficult, and, you know, of ever using any of these inventories that they have at this point. It hasn't seemed to have had an impact on the marketplace today, but it's one thing we're going to have to watch through the winter.
Speaking of China, it has made it more difficult for DDGs, the distiller dried grain solubles out of the ethanol industry here, to be exported to China. What's going on with that?
Yeah, they really are. You know, they've thrown a lot of taxes and incentives to keep DDGs from flowing into China. It's going to back them up here to the U.S. But in one sense, that's actually a positive to the meal sector, too, because we're taking away a protein source for them, so the meal demand ought to stay relatively robust, and because of that, beans.
The wisdom of our export expert, Dale Dirkholz of AgriVisor in Bloomington, Illinois. You can reach Dale via the website, agrivisor.com. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding their special stock car and bread heifer sale this Wednesday, October the 19th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the fall calving fairs, followed by the spring calving cows and bred heifers. This sale will feature over 100 mostly black, black white-faced fall calving cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid, with many being 3 to 6 years old. All will have fancy Angus and black Simmental-fired August to early October calves by size. We'll have 12 calf and vaccinated black first calf heifers bred to Angus bull for January calving, plus 150 big fancy black and black white-faced cows that'll be 3 to 6 years old, be bred to Angus and black Simmental bulls that'll be start calving around February 15th. This will be a nice set of young cows. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 19th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY. Well, into the 80s yesterday, quite a turnaround today. We may not even break 70. Cold front moved in, didn't prompt anything overnight. It's 54 degrees this morning in Marysville.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Remaining 2016 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville gotta go, including a 1500 model four-wheel drive crew cab, a Z71 edition, 2500 four-wheel drive regular cab, and a bulky Silverado 3500 four-wheel drive crew cab dually. It's ready to go to work at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin, recapping Saturday's game with Kansas State. It looks like Kansas State entered the